Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your money, take her like somebody by the finger. I see you on my radar, you act like you was later. You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey. Shake your money, take her like somebody by the finger. Don't worry about the haters, keep your nose up in the air. You know I got it, if you wanna come get it, stand next to this money like, hey, hey, hey. It's time, y'all. We are back again. It's time for you to be entertained, to be enlightened, and to learn more about what you already know. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How was your weekend? Baby, we are back. We are ready to rock and roll. And we are about to get out of control tonight. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. If you're listening for the very first time and you've joined us before, I want to welcome you this evening. My name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. We are broadcasting here out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Be More, Baltimore, Maryland. Myself, Mr. Ricky Williams, and Miss Nika Watkins, we are hot, ladies and gentlemen, like fish grease. And we ain't slowing down the kitchen for cooking tonight. You heard the song, you heard the intro, Shake Your Money Maker. What makes it okay to think about this, y'all? Let's ask the question. What makes it okay for a woman or a man to put out for a few dollars here and there, and why does a man feel like it's okay to pay for it? That's going to be our topic tonight, because sex sells. It's been a week or two since we've been with you. We took a short hiatus, but we're back on the globe now. We're back on the radio. We're back on your phones. You know as well as I do that family comes first. We had to take care of some family business, but we're ready to rock and roll. I'm glad to be here tonight. Ricky's glad to be here tonight, and I know Nika is ready to get it started. If you missed the show previously before, we had the great Fife Dog on there with the infamous DJ Phil of Dallas, Texas, 97.9 The Beat. We talked about the status of hip-hop then and now. And ladies and gentlemen, the online happy hour, we're going to be doing some live sets here in the next few weeks. In the month of October, Dallas, Texas, be ready, because we are going to push it. We are going to pump it, and it's going to be nice and right. For those of you all in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, check this out, because this episode is going to be sponsored in part by Fat Gear of Dallas, Texas, 3215 Kirkwood. Keep this in mind. There's going to be a festival coming up October the 2nd. In the daytime area, you're going to hear some local artists get an opportunity to promote and market their business and build some rapport in the community. Here's some good neo-soul, some R&B, spoken word artists, different vendor booths, and we're going to be doing it right. So True Family Entertainment is go ahead, and they're going to make things happen. And the online happy hour is going to be proud to be a part of that. So go ahead and check out the website at howwasyourweekend.com, spelled was with a Z, for more information coming forward. But you know how we do. Pour yourself a drink. We're going to get right into it. I'm hyped. I got a big tall glass in front of me, and I'm going to sip and trip with you for the next 90 minutes. So I'm ready to rock and roll. Nika, are you with us, baby?
Of course.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fantastically wonderful tonight. So I know Ricky is here. Ricky?
Brother, you know I'm doing fantastic. Let's get on with the Get On Sex Sales. We got to talk about it right now. Let's get at it, baby. I'm ready to talk about this tonight.
So let's not wait.
You sound a little bit too excited.
Hey, baby, you know how we do. You know how we
do. I just don't think I'm going to like this already. Rick sounds so excited. Oh, that's funny.
Well, you know how we do, baby. You know how we do. Each topic is hot, ladies and gentlemen. I see you in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen. And I know you're going to text your messages. I know you're going to say some things. So, folks, we're going to get right to it. I mean, think about it. They're shaking their money maker. This is how the income comes in. That Rumpelstiltskin, that wagon, the junk in the trunk, that bodacious beauty on that cutie makes them dollars. They make it rain. You know, the strip club is a great place to be. To events like this. And, you know, we see it in corporate America. We see it on the billboards. It's the, as they say in Boomerang, the ethos of sex. But, you know, let's kind of get to it. I mean, what, Nika, we can talk about this, you know, from a female perspective, because we're going to talk about the men in a moment, because men do make things like that happen. From the female perspective, I mean, what have you seen in your walk that maybe presented in that environment to say, you know what, some ladies can and cannot do it, whether they be the corporate lady in the street, professional hoe, or that quiet lady in the background, you know, the little quiet one that just, you know what, as the song says, what would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor and he's hungry and the only way to feed him is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money?
Wow. So you asking me have I seen stuff like that?
Absolutely.
No, not to that extreme. On TV maybe, in a movie.
It's there. You know, the image is there. It's projected because, like you said, on television, they had to get it from somewhere. The reality was somewhere.
Right.
You know, they're in the chat room saying that most ladies just want the attention. Pardon me, I thought it was for the money.
See, it depends. You know what I'm saying? That could go a lot of ways. And everything, I guess, has its extremities. And I believe you and I was talking about this when we talked about, you know, doing this show and using this topic. It's like, I don't think that we think about it like this on a day-to-day basis, but anytime a man is courting a woman, he's paying for it. And I hate to put it out there like that, but it's the truth. And like I was telling you, I was talking to Andy about where I dated a guy, and the reason that I dated him is because I felt obligated because of the things that he did for me, like the things that he bought or the amounts of money that he gave me. And it wasn't, I mean, I liked the guy. I wasn't, you know, using him for that matter. You know what I'm saying? I don't put myself in a situation like, oh, well, he paid for it. Not like that, but it was just like, oh, wow, he's so kind, or he's so generous. He's done this for me. I at least got to see him again. Oh, he's done this for me. I at least got to go out to dinner with him. And that's kind of how I looked at it. And, like, on the flip side, like, I had dinner with a guy last week, and we had a conversation, and we were talking about, you know, sex sales or whatever and going out to strip clubs and this and the other, and he told me I'd never pay for it from a stripper. However, I have called her girl and took her out to dinner and movies because I knew that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to have sex with her. I'd rather, you know, pay the $50 to $100 to take her to dinner and a movie than paying a stripper $200. That's just me.
So what's the difference, money? The difference between I'm paying $150 so you can see a movie and I'm taking you to a five-star restaurant, or I'm paying you $200 for a lap dance and titties in your face? What's the difference?
Y'all would have to answer that question. Because as women, we're not thinking about it like that. We're not thinking like, oh, well, he about to take me to dinner and a movie, you know, because he want to get some. We thinking you just want to spend time with us. And because you're doing nice things and you're spending time with us, we're rewarding you for good behavior.
Well, First off, rewarded for good behavior. Okay. Secondly, you honestly believe that, or women believe that shit, that, okay, he's taking me out to dinner. He's just being a nice fella like that, so I'm going to give him some. Baby, now, money, I've been knowing you for years. Do not.
You asking, and from a woman standpoint, yeah, that's what we think. Because that same courtship ends up us going down the aisle. That same paying a $200 for a stripper, that ain't taking you down the aisle. And that relationship ain't going no further than that. That's a business relationship. You pay her $200 for the service. She renders that service. That's it. If you call a girl and you talk to her and you ask her out and y'all go out to dinner and a movie, you're having a conversation with her over dinner. You probably even have a conversation with her over, you know, the movie. You're getting to know her, her likes, her dislikes, and that's how it plays out. It's two different things. At the end of the night, it's not guaranteed that you're going to sleep with her if you take her to dinner and a movie. But if you give a stripper $200 or not just a stripper, whomever, if you're paying for that service, you're going to get what you pay for. If you don't see the difference in that, I can't make you see it.
No, hold on. You get it when you take a woman out to a dinner and a movie, too. You going to get it. We just know we played on
not necessarily. Night. I just went out to dinner and a movie. He didn't get jacked, but dinner and a movie.
But you said earlier that you took a guy took you out and you felt obligated to give him some.
To see him again, to spend time with him, I felt obligated because he was doing nice things for me. But my story is different. I met a guy in a club. We talked on the phone. He sent me money to go home for Thanksgiving. Oh, okay. I at least need to see him again. That's how I felt. I didn't think I at least need to sleep with him. I thought I at least need to see him again. He did this for me. He was nice enough to send me money to go home. I think I could at least see him again. That was my thoughts. As far as, you know what I'm saying, as far as giving him some, that came later down the line once we were in a relationship. Everybody doesn't think like that. That's just from my point of view.
Well, again,
the reality is, like, I'm sure all of y'all said it, it takes money today.
Say that one more time so the listeners
can hear. It takes money today. Keep it real. If you don't have your finances in order, you ain't doing too much dating. Be it paying for it and getting it or taking a woman out, hoping you get it later on, however it is, you got to pay today.
Mm.
You know, flowers, cars, candies, movies, dinner, that costs money.
2010, people.
And it's not even 2010. You got to think, from a biblical standpoint, if you take a wife, you take her out of her parents' covenant, and that's you doing everything for her that her parents did. That's put a roof over her head, food, clothes, all of that. So technically, you know what I'm saying, like, it started way back then. It's nothing new. I think maybe our eyes are just being open to it, but it's nothing new. It's been that way. You know, like, women are raised to, you know, hey, when you take a man, you know what I'm saying, and he takes you as his wife, he needs to be able to provide for you what was provided for you here. And then some, because you want to live a little bit better than you was, because you might not have been living that great. And that's just how it is. That's reality. So I don't even understand how we get to the point where it's like, oh, it's so shocking that sex sells. Hell yeah, it's been selling all along.
So you're trying to say women been hoes since Jesus' time.
You can't call us. I would not technically call it. That's just the way of the world. I'm not going to use that word.
You know, okay, I'm sorry. You don't have to use the word hoes. You can use harlots.
No, man. No. You can't. That's the setup. How you get it, now that's a whole other, you know, ball game. How you play the game, it's different, a whole lot of ways to play the game. It's some of us that are out here just to get, to see what we can get from this guy, that guy, that guy. You know, I call them rollers. They living off of you.
So basically, at the end of the day, though, is you still gapping your legs open because the money is still there. It's not that he's a nice guy. He's sweet. He read me a fucking poem. Just that he took me to dinner. He took me to a movie. He paid for my pussy. And that's how a lot of motherfucking women think. I'm going to give him some ass because he didn't pay for it, basically. Now, he could do it.
See, now I knew you would be the one that would and twist it around.
I'm that motherfucker.
I said he paid for it. he what he did was nice enough for me to give him some of my time and attention just to see if what he's talking about is worth me listening and to see if he's somebody that I would be interested in. If that wouldn't have happened, I can't say what the relationship would have been like.
So indirectly or directly, he paid for the pussy. I don't give a fuck how you swing it.
And now you sound like his friend, because his friend would be like, of course she going to go out with you. You pay it for it. I'm like, why would they say something like that? That's just rude.
So what you try to say is rude. You can say tomato or tomato. It's still a motherfucking vegetable. Am I correct? Let's keep it 100. You know what? We're keeping it 100 tonight. When I said sex sales, we're going to talk about it from prostitutes to motherfucking housewives, from hookers.
So if that's the case, then let's turn the tables back on you. Then that means you a trick, because you paying for it.
You know what? To be honest, hell yeah.
Okay.
That's what it means. I'm not going to sit up there and make
it. And then we'll make it even across the board then.
Can I tell you something? Have I paid for some pussy before? Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Has every man paid for some pussy? Yes. Have we did it indirectly and try to say that we sweet? Yeah. We just sheep and wolves, right? Are we wolves in sheep's clothing? Because that's what the fuck it is. We paying for ass.
Ooh.
And y'all motherfuckers is opening up because we know it takes money to get the pussy. Now, the thing is, it's like it's whorish, and we some motherfucking bitch motherfuckers if we do it when we pay $200 for a stripper. But if we spend $250,000 on a house to get the pussy, it's you a good man. Now, we going to talk about this.
Because you're providing for your wife. That's what you're supposed to do.
Dollar goes when it's time.
That's what you're supposed to do. That tricking, paying $200 for that that service, that's not providing for your wife or your mate, your woman. That's two different things.
You have a calculator by you. And all the listeners, do you have a calculator? You divide $200 into $250,000. Tell me what the fuck that is. And guess what? I would rather pay $200 every fucking day for a goddamn year. It still will not add up to $250,000 goddamn. So you can try to say what the fuck you want. We all pay for it, but indirectly you going into
but
debt.
It's more than just sex. If you're getting married just to have sex, then you're getting married for all the wrong reasons. And then we'll be doing an episode. We're going to be doing a How Was Your Weekend About You, because you thought that, when you got married, that's what it was all about. You're not marrying that person. You're not marrying that person just for sex. You're marrying her for companionship, for all the things she do, how she completes you. Maybe she cook good. Maybe she likes sports. And, that whole nine. Like, because at some point in time, the sex ain't going to be there. Then what?
If she got some terrible twat, she ain't getting married. Let's just keep that 100%. Let's just keep that 100%. We pay for it. Good. Don't. Everybody try to say it's every other thing. That's a motherfucking lie, because guess what? The game go off.
That's the case. If you're marrying somebody just because the sex is good, you've been married a long time ago.
So, again, if you marry somebody with a small dick, you married him like, I don't give a fuck if he don't please me in bed. But as long as he's a nice motherfucker, it's all good.
And his wallet is fat.
Yeah, and his wallet is fat. Because you know what? They got a dumpy dentist.
In your mindset, that's what you think, that's all we think about. There's plenty of women who marry men who aren't, fat pockets. That happens every day.
Same one NBA star with they ugly ass. They got these model-looking bitches. They just married them because they are some nice guys, right?
Yeah.
That's why they fucking got married, right, Money? Right, listeners. That's why the motherfuckers.
Now you're talking about, you say that's something right there. That's unattainable to the regular person. I'm talking about me. In my everyday life, I'm not coming across NBA players every day.
So we're gonna talk about that too, though, Money. We're gonna get on.
From somebody from my standpoint, I mean, I meet a large variety of men from all different walks of life. So the person I'm looking for. That NBA baller, that's like one in a million chance. I ain't really looking for that. I'm not looking for him.
Okay. Well, let's talk about this. We ain't got to talk about the NBA baller. Let's talk about the IT person down at the local telecommunications company. Nobody sees him. His pockets are full of money. He goes out to have a nice drink at a happy hour somewhere in his local town.
He does his thing. He meets a nice young lady, you know, size 6, 7, 8, short haircut, nice round butt. Motherfucker, what? And she is fine. And he reminds you from his profile could look like a stunt double for Esther Rowe. And he comes up to you, sweetheart, can I buy you a drink? Whatever you want. He has the conversation with you that is just splendid. The conversation is great. He's intellectual. He's nice to you. He takes care of you. He gives you attention. But he looks like something you stepped on the way into the bar. Now, take this into mind. You know, there's a little bit of sweat coming down the top of his head because he's a little large. You know, his cologne smells like chicken grease, but he's a nice man.
Oh, goodness.
And he has plenty of money. Baby, can I take you out? Would
no.
you like to go somewhere with me?
If I'm not attracted to you, that's a no. I'm not even going to play that game with you. Money or no money, I'm not even going to play that game.
You know what, Money, let me tell you something. They had a study was out that they sold two pictures, one of an average-looking guy and one of a Calvin Klein model. And they asked 10 ladies who looked the best on a scale of a 1 to 10. They all said that the Calvin Klein man was like between an 8 and a 10. They did the same study and said that the dumpy man was a CEO. You see what I'm saying? That he made like $1.2 million a year, and they said the Calvin Klein guy made $26,000, and he was a construction worker. His stock went down. Now he became a 6 or a 7, and the CEO became a little bit more. He got up to like an 8 or a 9 because of the money aspect. You see what I'm saying? Are you following me here? So
I get
woman,
what you're saying. What's the point?
My point is the woman twat got hot because of the money. It was not because of the person. Her pussy got real moist just because of the money. Will sex sell even on the ugly motherfucker? Look at Craig Mack.
Yeah, just like Uniblab.
He gets pussy because of his name.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Odom get pussy.
I don't know who's giving Craig Mack some. That wouldn't be me because I'm not attracted to Craig Mack.
Okay, guess what, baby? You know women who fuck people because they got bread. You know they got men out here who can only get pussy because they spending the money. Tonight we're talking about sex sales. We're not just talking about Nika. We talk about people that Nika know.
What you're asking me, I don't get. Like, I don't get what you're asking me. What are you asking?
Really,
what's your question? What are you saying?
I was stating the fact that a lot of people, either male or female, either is going to pay for it or going to give it up to get it. We're talking about sex sales tonight, people. So that's what we're talking about. How is it a man will be able to pay for it? And how is it a woman going to lay on her back and give it to a motherfucker? She know that she can't even stand, but she just want it for the money. Let's talk about it tonight, people.
We're going to talk about that. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Give us your take on that, family. We in the chat room. Man, we are tripping out. If you don't know, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend was with the Z. Come join us in the chat room. They are out of control. Out of control. Helangela, Jelena Simone, Miss B That Man, they are in here tripping. Callers, I want to hear from the men on this. Fellas, are you going to pay for it? Regardless, what do you think? If it's going to take you time to pay for it, is it worth spending some money on the back end? Maybe, you know, giving her a little money for her kids and make sure they got a little money to go to, you know, to the store and get some groceries. Or you just going to rock and play, baby, you know what? I got about $200 in about 45 minutes. What's going to work for you? Call in to talk to us, ladies and gentlemen, 646-727-3279. While you're getting that login to your phone, I mean, Nika, let's talk about this a little bit. You know, not necessarily you, but, you know, from the mindset of a woman, what makes a woman think that it's okay to take it, to pay for it?
Did money step off the line?
I'm here. I mean, was that question directed towards me?
As a, you know, from the female perspective, you know, what makes, what in the psyche of a woman, I mean, where could it have, you know, you raise your daughters to be, you know, your princesses, your queens, you know, they edify and you deserve the best. You know, you should have that man give you the moon, the stars, and the mountains. But all of a sudden, somewhere, not just, not this, this is not directed to you, but to women, some women, you know, where does it hit the mindset to say, you know what, I do need to put some tires on my car. I do need to pay this cell phone bill. Ain't nobody going to know. And I did like that dress I saw in Charlotte Rouse.
See, that's the problem right there. They shopping at Charlotte Rouse. That's the problem right there. That's the problem right there. But like I said, it's different levels of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, traditionally, you know, like I said, biblically, a man is supposed to take care of his spouse. We got that. And as a parent, I have a child. I have a daughter. So, of course, I want the best for my daughter. I want her to go to the best schools. I want her to have the best grades. When she gets out of school, I want her to get the best career that fits her. And, of course, I want her to marry the best mate. You don't want to see your child with somebody that can't provide them with what you provided them with. And then some, like, I don't know who would. And I'm 35. Well, I'll be 35 next week. My mom wants the same for me. You know, as a, even as an adult. So that's just something that I think as a parent you always want. But as where it gets misconstrued and things, you know, get twisted up and turned about, it's like some people or women, it's a hustle. That's their thing. Like I said, I call them rollers. That's their thing. That's their hustle. That's how they get by in life. That's how, you know, they live. And it's like, hey, I know I'm cute. I might not be cute forever, and this is what I got to do to get it. Hey, it's a survival of the fittest. It's what I got to do to survive. I tried, blah, 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 blah. I didn't get it, you know, fast enough. It didn't work for me. I want to do it this way. And here I am.
I think a lot of times, Nika, it's a lot of women do it out of necessity. You know what I'm saying? I knew a girl who had to take care of her sisters. She didn't have education. And the only way she knew how to get it was through her body. And her mom was bipolar, was living in another state, and she had to take care of her kids. So, you know, I don't knock anybody for their hustle, because I think we all hoe ourselves out to corporate America to make a dollar or two. And I can't knock the woman from the stripper to the prostitute, because I know both, that actually would do it. I think the worst ones are housewives, personally, but... I just think it's out of necessity. You know what I'm saying? So the stripper may be shaking it during the day because they kids at school and they need that money because the man not there. You know what I'm saying? I think the prostitute doesn't do it just because they freaks. Sometimes they need to do it to pay that rent. So it's I think it's many different levels. I think we don't go deep enough. We just look at the title and then we judge them from there. So on a serious tip, I know I was joking earlier, but on a serious tip, I know people who actually do it out of necessity. And, you know, some people do it because they don't know any other way. But, again, what's more important? My baby needs to eat, and this man going to be on top of me for, like, 30 minutes, and I'm going to get, like, $200. Now he got some more Similac. It's unfortunate, but it's true. You know, a lot of women who's dancing right now, probably living because of that pole. Maybe because they got a small waist and their ass can jiggle. That's the only way they think that they can make it. You know, no one actually looks at their mindset or where they are in life. A lot of people just take the title and like, okay, well, she's a hoe, so that's just it. You know what I'm saying? Nobody goes deeper than that. So everybody got their hustle, and I think the biggest prostitutes will always be corporate America, but that's just me. That could be like another topic, but... You know, no one actually look at that. So that's just something that I want to talk about. Have you ever thought about, you know, or any other callers ever thought about their, you know, their position in life or where they at in life? Not just their mindset, not just because they shaking ass or sucking dick for money, but for real though. You know, have you ever thought about that? Would you ever think, would you have a child? Would you ever go to that route?
No. But I have an education. I didn't go to grammar for 4 years and then go and get my master's degree for me to do that. That makes no sense. My mind is more powerful than sex, if you ask me.
I feel you. I feel you. But I got a homegirl that lives right here in Dallas. She decided that, you know what, I got to take care of my daughters. So I'm about to become an escort. And her boyfriend don't even know about it. But it's the fact that she's struggling so hard that the fact she's like, you know what, I can take a man on top of me because I fucked before, but I need this money right to fuck now. You know, nobody understands this. They think that all these motherfuckers got money and they just doing it because they some freaks. Mm. Fuck no. Sometimes they got to do it. And like I said, I know this motherfucker right now. And she said, look here, it's either my daughter's eating, I got to pay rent, I got a car note. So, you know what, that title is nothing but semantics. I'll sell my pussy to feed my kids. I got a car to take them to daycare. Nobody's talking about that. So would I sell some shit to do that? See, most people say no, but most people may not be in that situation.
Please, because I've been in that situation a million and one times where I didn't know where the next meal was coming from, but trust and believe, I got it, and I didn't get it that way. So there's other options if you want to make a difference. Everybody has paths, you know what I'm saying, or choices, and that's just the choice that I've made. You didn't have to make that choice, but you did. That's not your only option. It's not.
But why is that negative, though? When is selling pussy negative? See, most people think
that's good to you? There's all types of diseases and a whole slew of other things. So if you think that's good, then kudos to you for thinking that's good, but heck no. Because you just said it. Her boyfriend don't know she an escort. How many boyfriends will approve of that?
I agree, but guess what?
So do you really want to be with somebody who's had, you know, 300, 400, 500 partners and still has other partners while they with you?
Can I tell you something? My girlfriend was a prostitute. I'm not going to bullshit nobody. I'm a real motherfucker, Money. I'm going to tell you the truth about that shit. But
what's the key word you said? What's the key word you said, though?
But hold on. You talking about diseases. Okay. How about the disease of stress going to work 9 to 5? How about that disease of I don't know my motherfucking kids. My kids don't know me because I'm always working.
And you're comparing that to other bad things. I haven't heard you compare that to how it's good.
Well, what I'm saying is,
what's good about that? Because when you doing it, like where's your mind? You know what I'm saying? Like you probably just, you know what I mean? Like all types of things could be going on in your head and your mind, and I'm sure that's stressful. I can't imagine that being the greatest job in the world, having different men pile on you and touch on you or whatever to make that dollar. And if you like it, hey, you know, more power to you. But I just don't think that's the end all be all. I just don't. Like, there's nothing that you could possibly say to make me believe that that's the greatest thing in the world or the best
thing
in the world.
But guess what? In their mind, they thinking that their kid's not going hungry tonight.
Okay, that's great. But if they had the option of doing something different, making that same kind of money, they would do something different. And if you tell me that they wouldn't, I'd tell you you're lying.
If is the operative word. If they have something different. But a lot of people are trapped in a motherfucking corner. Some people got felonies. So jobs are not really on their fucking mind. Some people can't get a goddamn job if they got a felony. So guess what? They got housewives right here in the suburbs. Husband lost their motherfucking job, but I bet you they hoeing right now because they want to keep that goddamn lifestyle. Now, is that cool?
And again, it's not good. You making it like it's something that I should approve of and be glorified of. That I'm not going to do because it's not. I'm sorry. There's nothing that you can say to me that make me say, oh, that's okay to do.
Because
not
what society says. I don't. You dig what I'm saying? And a lot of people probably say,
I ain't going off of what society says. I'm going off of what the Bible says. That's my number one source. Forget anything else. Now, when you show me what it says in the Bible that that's okay, then I'll say that's okay. But for right now, that's not.
What did Jesus say about Mary Magdalene?
That's fornication.
Fornication. That's in the Bible, too.
Hey, he forgave her, but it doesn't mean she was right. It never said she was right by what she did.
Jesus say, since we go into the Bible, what the fuck Jesus say?
It never said what she did was right. Never did it ever say what she did was right.
He said, it said he forgave them for their sins, which that's a sin. Never did he ever say that was right, period. I can't condemn them. I'm not the one to condemn. But I do believe that there's other options, and I can't say that's right. I can't say that their lifestyle is right. It's not. It's not.
Wow.
That's your only alternative? Hey, you know what? I can't condemn you. And I'm not condemning them, but I'm not going to say that's right. It's not. And again, if they had other options, they would do it. Period.
They are out of control, ladies and gentlemen. This is how we get down. The chat room is going back and forth. And we're going to get to the phones because I know our callers, the phone lines are lighting up because they want to chime in and say what they got to say. I'm going to take it to the Bay because we go nationwide with the show. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Let us take it to Killer California with Letitia from Black of the Berry Entertainment. Letitia, can you come on the line and talk to us for a little bit, sweetheart?
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Sweetheart.
I'm here. Basically, I've been listening, and to the gentleman, I chimed in a little late. I'm listening to what you're saying about Mary Magdalene being in the Bible. First of all, yes, she was, and what she did, it was not cool because she had to be forgiven. Anytime you have to be forgiven for something, that means you did something wrong. It doesn't mean that it was okay. And I agree with the lady 100% in regards to if people had other options, not even saying if they had other options, everybody has an option because life, for one, period, point blank, is about choices. Everything that you do in life is a choice. Whether you get up in the morning, whether you want to sleep late or you want to wake up early, that's a choice that you make. From turning the light on, you know, when it's dark, or staying in the dark, that's a choice that you make. So it's a personal decision. It's their preference. It's not my preference. It'll never be my preference. Could never be my preference. But I do not knock them for what they do. If that's what they do, then, you know, if they like it, I love it. But as far as me doing it, it could never be just because, you know, I don't knock nobody. I don't knock nobody's hustle. If that's how you want to get it, then, hey, that's how you feel. You got to get it how you live, then get it how you live. You know, but personally, it's not for me. And you said people having felonies and not being able to get a job. Well, guess what? Why don't you become your own business owner? Start your own company. You know, you don't have to be trapped in the mindset of having to work for somebody else. You know, so that's an option that's available to everyone, especially in the United States of America. So, you know, like I said, to me, that's the easy way out. You feel me? That's the lazy route. But in all reality, you know, whether or not it's a boyfriend, it's a husband, it's a whatever, you feel me? They all, you paying for it, period. I mean, just to look at it in a generalized matter. Me, preferably, I like mine all at once, so I prefer to be a wife as opposed to a mistress or, you know, just somebody come and rape my soul for $200 and then they gone. You know, I could never get with that in no way, shape, form, or fashion could I ever see that was right.
Your soul?
Yeah, rape
Hell
my soul.
Yeah,
like,
your soul.
Yeah, that's raping your soul. Like, you giving up your soul. Like, they can say, you know, it's funny because I've worked in the industry, and they can say that it's all good and it's all this and it's all that, but really they hurt. You know, they souls is hurting. They don't know. They don't even know what love is. You know, because the lines get misconstrued. You know, you can't, the lines are blurred once you get into that. You don't know what love is, and then you don't even know how to love. You know, you don't know. I'm listening.
All right, when you say they and you were in the industry, what does that mean exactly?
I'm saying strippers. I'm saying prostitutes. Stripping and prostitution. To me, I mean, some people may say that they don't go hand in hand, but they do. You know, you have some girls who, just for the simple fact that you'll take your clothes off for money, I mean, that, you know, just for strange men looking at you and fondling your body parts, I mean, that's just not cool, you know. So for the right price, if you're going to take it off for a group of strange men, the right dollar amount come along, you're going to open your legs, period, point blank, because you done already went there. So a couple more dollars, you feel me, up the ante, you feel me, the legs will open.
So you're trying to say is that if you took your clothes off for 10 men within 2 years, and a stripper took her clothes off with 10 men in one night, what's the fuck the difference between 10? 10 equals 10. So if you try to put a number to, okay, well, I'm not a hoe because I fucked 10 people in 2 years, but she a hoe because she took her clothes off in front of a whole crowd. Why
really? Did you hear me say that? I don't think I said that. I don't think I said that at all. I mean, there's more to it because if I take my clothes off, it's going to be for somebody that I like, somebody that I've gotten to know, you know, that wants me for something more than just sex, just the lust in spirit. Are you serious? Like, how
See,
you coming
part,
at me right now? How you
that's
coming
the
at me right
I
now? Because
don't
I don't operate
you.
Out of lust. I don't operate out of lust. You feel me? Lust is, I mean, that's the easiest spirit to operate out of. You know, and for some reason it sounds like to me like it might be the only spirit that you know because you're cool with it. You're trying to promote it, you know, but I know the difference.
You know what? I am cool with it. I don't knock what anybody does. I'm cool
okay,
with it.
Okay, so then I'm not knocking you, you know, but at the same time, I'm gonna state my stance and let you know that it's not okay. And there's no way that you could convince me to tell me that it is. I've worked in that environment, okay? I've seen a lot of temptation come at me in my way, you know, but me standing on the Bible and standing on my ground, that was a job that I was doing. You know what I'm saying? So I know that I would never cross that line. You know, I know how to keep it business and not get sucked into that world. That's a whole nother world. That's a whole nother world. Seriously. That's a whole nother spiritual realm.
I hear what you're saying. Leticia, hold that thought. We're going to go back to the phone lines. 646-727-3279. Let's bring it back to the dirty south of Dallas, Texas. And talk to Michelle a little bit about it. Michelle, have you been listening to the call?
I've been listening.
Okay, talk to us, sweetheart. Sex sells is the topic we're talking about tonight.
I've listened to the ladies go back and forth, and sex does sell. I've been taught since I was a young girl, and it's not about getting that nigga for his money or anything like that, but I've also been taught you don't sit up and do nothing for free. You know, so my time is my money. I do have children at home. I do have bills that have to be paid. What irks me more is to hear a young lady that tells me how broke she is or she can't get this done or she got to go get payday loans or she got to go sell her clothes and pawn and shit like that, but she just sucks some nigga's dick for free. So, I mean, we all sell it, regardless of how you look at it or who's mightier than the other or self-righteous or whatever, we all do it because you're not going to waste your time with some nigga that's not looking out for you. We've all been taught that. So you don't have to be on the street selling your body. You don't have to be in the club selling your body. You don't have to do it online. You don't have to be an escort, but you got to be about yours. And if you are about yours, ain't no nigga going to be sitting up in your face for free. That's period point blank. That is period point blank. And anybody that tells me different is lying.
Right on. A hush just fell over Jerusalem.
Right the fuck on. You know what? Let me tell you something about southern motherfuckers. God damn it. I don't know about the west that well, but I know about the motherfucking south, and god damn it, that was the goddamn truth. Because you know what? Regardless, motherfuckers gonna sell it and motherfuckers gonna buy it. This is a trade and barter state, god damn it. Let's keep it motherfucking 100. It is a barter state. You gonna people trade, people sell shit. And
yep.
If it's their body, for some fucking reason, they honestly believe, because I just didn't sell my pussy to 10 motherfuckers tonight, it's all good, I'm not a hoe. But I'm sorry, 10 gonna always equal 10 to me. 10 equals 10 to anybody, goddammit. I cannot believe a motherfucker has the gall to get on this motherfucker and try to say, well, you know, I'm a sweet mother, I'm Mary motherfucking Poppins. I don't do this bullshit. I won't sell my pussy, but he can't take me out to a restaurant. And you know what? The first day he take me to the movie. The third day the motherfucker take me to a baseball game. And then all of a sudden I give him some ass. Why you ain't give him ass on the first night then? Why he got to spend money on you to say that he a good man? Fuck that. Sex sells. Women sell that shit. They just don't want to motherfucking say it. So we gonna say it tonight, bro. Let's get on these motherfucking
times. I sell it, and I'll tell the truth about it because the nigga have to, and it's not about how much he spent on me, but he have got to done something before me before I give him up anything because I'm not gonna be sitting at home looking crazy when it's time for that my lights to get cut off because I ain't gonna lie, I've had them cut off. And I feel like a bitch, a real dumbass, when I'm sitting up in here and I didn't have nobody to call or that nigga didn't answer that telephone after I done fucked him. See, I learned early. And my aunt always told me, you be a hoe, but you're going to be a classy hoe. And that's exactly what I am. I'm not on no corner and I'm not in no clubs. I'm not online, but I bet you ain't shit over here for free. I put that on my grandmother. I'm telling the truth.
Straight up. Straight the fuck up. Yeah, you know what? You know what? God damn it, if I wasn't about to get married, God damn it, I proposed to your motherfucking ass because this is some real shit tonight. Because we got somebody to honestly say, it's cool what the fuck I do and understand. And you know what? They got some men that's like right now, I'm paying my girl bills.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying my baby mama bills. Am I a true for doing this shit? But you know what? She, for some fucking reason, at the end of the goddamn month, this motherfucker calling, giving me some pussy. And that motherfucking rent is paid again.
Yep.
And let's just not knock it. You don't have to be on the streets. You could be that housewife.
I'm at home right now. I'm at home right now, goddammit, and I bullshit you not. Every last one of my bills are paid all the way to my U-verse. My cat right now, he on some shit some days, but I bullshit you not. If he got $30, I got $27. You know what I mean? And I'm not going to fuck with him unless he does that much. I'm too grown for that. And someone had told me before, she says, well, what about your kids looking at you? You know what I mean? I said, well, that doesn't matter. I mean, I don't have to bring it home and show these different niggas to my kid, but I also know that I got to take care of my kid. And I'm not going to be looking, she's not going to be looking at me crazy when we don't have bills taken care of.
Amen. Church, goddammit.
Nika, sweetheart,
yes.
You've been listening to the women.
Hello.
Listen, baby, what are you saying from the woman's perspective? The women are speaking tonight.
Yeah, I hear them. And they didn't say, neither one of them said anything different than what I said. Just different levels. It's different levels. If that's the level of the game that she playing and where she is, that's where she is. And if that's the level where the young lady who called in before, that's where she is. Every woman's not the same, and every woman don't think the same. That one, the caller who just, what was that? What was her name? Was that Michelle?
Yep.
That just called? Yeah, Michelle plays a game on a totally different level. Some women play it like that. And she's one of the women that I give a fist pump to because I ain't on that level. I've never been on that level. I don't have the mindset to be on that level. But there's some who play it. Like you one of the ones I call rollers. Y'all get it. And that's how it is. That's how they live. But it is a game. It is a game because your thing is.
I'm not about getting it, but I'm also not about giving it. I don't have to. I can do this by myself. But if I'm gonna do it, it is about getting it. I'm not about giving out nothing. I'm not going to spend my time with no nigga. I'm not going to be laid up in his face. I'm not going to be sitting with him, chilling with him. You know what I mean? I'm not out about his paper. But if we're going to do something, we're going to do something, and I'm going to get it. I'm not no player. I've just always known and been taught if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to sit up over here and be broke. I'm not going to sit up in here over here and be without, but he's playing in my ass. Or he wants my time. That's just for real, and I'm not about no game. I don't have to play no game, but I'm also about mine.
Well, we're going to keep it real tonight, ladies
and
gentlemen. I'm loving it. I'm loving y'all hearing the real. The online happy hour is where it's at, where you can voice your opinion. You can say what you want to say. Shell, I'm going to come back to you, sweetheart. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. She's calling from Dallas, ladies and gentlemen, and we're just going to keep it real and bring the phone lines open. Out there, when the East is in the house, oh, my God, we about to go to Jersey and open up the phone lines. Carl, are you there?
I'm right here, sweetheart. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. Who's talking to us tonight?
Well, my name is Oh No in the chat room. I just went crazy in the chat room. Oh, that girl, Michelle, I love you, girl, seriously. Because the things that I was hearing previously, like no problem or anything like that, but it was just unrealistic. But she definitely put the stamp on it, if you know what I mean.
Unrealistic for who? Like, if that's our lifestyle and that's how we live, like, I'm celibate, so ain't nobody paying for anything.
Okay,
on my,
so you're celibate.
So is that unrealistic? That's unrealistic for you in your lifestyle, but not
can
for
you,
so for you to say
your name
unrealistic.
Is your name Andy, sir?
My name is Mika, and I am
no,
one of the co-hosts of the show.
No, I'm speaking to
the girl.
I know.
So
I'm speaking to Andy. Andy, are you there?
If that, if
yeah,
that,
I'm here.
Your lifestyle,
it's
that's
okay.
Hard.
If I can
so
go back in, are you
going to
mute me? Are you going to mute me?
No, go ahead.
Okay. I guess because I sound sweet or something. But first and foremost, you're celibate, so that puts you in a whole other category. That puts you in a whole other category, and I understand that. But when you, with the way society views you as a woman, you can have one man, you can have two, you can have whatever. But as long as you're laying on, unfortunately, when you lay on your back and you spread your legs, you're a hoe. You're a hoe. It could be by your husband. And that's just the way the game that society plays. I condemn the last girl. I commend her. Excuse me. I commend her for what, for keeping it real and keeping it honest. If you're celibate, that's a whole other game. You're not playing the game. That's what that means when you said that you're keeping your legs closed. You're celibate. You're not in the game. You're not playing the game. But I feel sorry for any woman who gets banged in every hole and has nothing to show for it. That is sad and pathetic because you were a hoe for nothing. That's what that means. So, I mean, I understand the fact that now I didn't hear before, if you said it previously, that you're now celibate. You're not playing the game. It's all a game, and you're not playing it. So, I mean, for you to be so passionate about what you will and will not do, I mean, I don't understand why you would be that passionate about it when you're not, your legs are sealed, cemented.
Wow.
Your legs are cemented right now. You're not in it. You're not in it.
I'll let you speak, so cool. Will you let me speak?
No, you're not
let you get through it out.
No, actually,
I'll let you get through it out.
But go
you just had a whole 5 minute stand. You just had a whole 5 minute stand, sweetheart. We heard your point, so will you let me say mine?
Conversation.
Okay, well, anyway, in response to you, that's your lifestyle and that's how you live and that's reality to you. And me and baby girl who talked before, it's our reality. That's our lifestyle. And we live two different lifestyles, which is fine. I'm not condemning you for what you do, but don't come on the show and say I'm not being real about mine when that's how I am, period. Anybody who knows me knows I'm going to keep it 100 and funky. This is what it is. That's my lifestyle. That's how I live and that's how I choose. What?
Am
hey,
I needed?
Huh?
Okay.
You're here. You're
you
here.
Okay.
So, that's you. I can't condemn you.
Oh,
I'm
my
still
God.
Not done yet.
She's going,
I can't condemn you. I can't condemn you on how you live, but you can't come on and say, that's not reality. That's my reality. That's how I live my life every day.
Okay, and let me tell you, excuse me, I've never been on this show before. This is my first time I speak.
Yes, please. One at a time, though.
Okay, this is my first time on this show. Excuse me, sir. She's a co-host. So let me guess. Are you the host?
I'm Ricky.
Ricky?
Yes.
Okay. Have I ever called this show before and talked about my sexual experiences or who I banged last week or last night or last year? I don't think I've ever done that. So because I'm acknowledging the facts and the truth of it and giving kudos to the last caller who, was not challenged even though she came and she slayed basically everything that was being said previously, I mean, I didn't call here. Nobody knows my sexual history. Nobody knows my sexual history now or anything. This is my first time calling. So how is it automatically assumed because I'm giving kudos to that female for keeping it real, I could be celibate or I could be a whore. But why is it automatically assumed of what I am? Do you hear it? The judgment? By me agreeing with the last woman. I didn't tell you my history. I didn't put it all out there like the last woman did. No problem to you, girlfriend. You did your thing. But I'm not doing that. So how can it be automatically assumed that that's my lifestyle?
No.
We're not
okay.
Assuming anything. The thing of the
no,
nature,
she just did whether she realized it or not, but it's cool.
Well, bottom line is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is the topic of sex actually sells. Everybody has their own lifestyle. Everybody has their preference. You know, one of the reasons we're on the phone is because, you know, we can't judge you. We have no place to judge you. This is how we talk on our show. We learn more about what we already know, and we live vicariously through others. Now, somebody's life may be a little bit different. This is what they do. This is what somebody chooses to do or they choose not to do. You know, who are we to pass judgment? What we do is we allow folks to come on to voice their opinion and to show the audience and the listeners that everybody is a little bit different. It's a free world, man. We do our thing. Pour yourself a cool drink, ladies and gentlemen. Sit back, relax, and log in and listen. The chat room is out of control. You know, we're going to let people get their time to talk, and we're going to let our others, you know, kind of listen in. You know, Nika is our co-host, and, you know, she speaks her mind. She says what's on her mind, and we have others call in and, you know, maybe pop in here and there. But, you know, as we speak it, so it is.
Hey, baby, the fact of the matter is, man, everybody is different. People see things differently. Everybody got their own perspective on things. I can't knock the last caller for saying, look, if you go, you got to pay to play. Then they got some women's like, hey, you know what? I'm not paying, or this guy's not paying. It's just, this is just, he's just a nice guy. Everybody got a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? So, again, I'm glad we got conversations like this because you do see different perspectives from different women. Because you do have a celibate woman, you had a woman that was dating, you had a married woman. So the fact of the matter is people see things differently, and that's a good thing. So we're about to get back on these lines. We're about to do a big, and we're about to go back to the caller in Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it on, baby.
Oh, you talking to me? I forgot where I was.
Yeah.
I was reading something in the chat room. Go ahead, sir. But go ahead. I got sidetracked, but go ahead.
No, the only thing that I'm saying, I'm glad you brought up a point. You know, a lot of people believe that I have sex with somebody and they just slide me some money for a bill that's a nice person. But in all actuality, if you look at the big picture, sometimes it is. You're selling a piece of you. And that's, I don't see nothing wrong with it. A lot of people judge me because I look at everything as a business. I see it as if you title yourself a prostitute, then people look down on you. But you could be in corporate America.
But if you
your
fuck for a dinner, if you fuck for a date, if you fuck for a meal, happy meal, you know, that's perfectly fine. And that's the name of the game, and it's that way for a reason. Could you imagine if every woman sold pussy? Do you know what the world would be like?
You know what the
men would be a minority. Seriously, like they would be like, I mean, all women would be paid. You know, it's just ridiculous. But like I said, some women fuck for a handshake. I mean, you know, some women fuck for a smile. Some women don't fuck at all. Example, what we heard. So I mean, it is what it is. But to sit there, I would never condemn, as it was mentioned previously.
No, you can't. You can't condemn anybody for what they do. You know, I think people condemn the title. I don't think they condemn the person really deep down because they know that's what they do as well. But if you say you're an escort, you're a hoe, you're a prostitute, you're a hooker, it's all bad. But if you say you're a housewife and you're not working, that means you're a housewife. You have no job. So
exactly.
How you know, so a lot of people, if you fuck to get to a certain position, you're determined and you're focused. But if you just fucking to pay rent, then all of a sudden you're a hoe. A lot of people try to misconstrue different things, man. It's crazy to me, and this is just my opinion as a man. Have I paid for it? Hell yeah. Will I continue to pay for it? I believe so. But the thing is, most women don't look at it that way because I don't think they want to really look in the mirror and say, hey, guess what? When this guy takes me out, he's actually paying for some pussy. Well, let the woman spend the fucking money. Fuck this. So she could feel better about herself. Let her spend the fucking money and then get dicked down. Maybe she feel a little better. But you know what? Then she going to believe I'm a trick. He going to take my money, then fuck me? And what if he don't call back? Oh, dead. You know what I'm saying? Now she going to feel bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should have to dick and not the money. Let's just keep it real.
And let me just say, like, it was mentioned that a lot of the girls who do pursue that as a profession – it's misconstrued that they would change that. Those girls, and less than I would say, because I've spoken to those type of girls because I'm not above anyone as far as that, and I enjoy doing that kind of research. Those girls are making, let's see, a cheapo. So let's say she's making, say, $20 whatever. But, I mean, she just basically made $20 in 5 minutes. Most people with a regular 9-to-5 job don't make that kind of money, if you get what I'm saying. So, the fact of the matter is, I think that what I hear a lot of the time, and not just here, is it's like, you know, admiring, if you get what I'm saying, but just that guilt surrounding it, like, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm saying. You know, it's all in the game. It's all the game of the mind, if you get what I'm saying. Those girls are making money. Some of them squandle it on drugs and have other habits, but those girls are making money, and it's misconstrued that, oh, they would want to work a nice, tired 9-to-5 job, and at the end of the shift, their feet are hurting. Those girls don't want to go back to that. That's the reason why they're in that type of business. They don't want to go back to that. They don't want it. And by the time you get used to, they get used to easy money. You know what I mean? Like, they don't. What's the point of going back? And when you're busting your behind for pennies.
Right.
So that's just me. I just thought it was just logic. You know, I don't do it, but I commend them, the ones who did get into that profession and make their coins and don't give a damn about what society has to say, because they're eating and they're doing way beyond better than the girls who work a regular 9-to-5 job, if you get what I'm saying. And it was something else said about strippers. I mean, I guess that depends on what club you dance at. No, the girls I know that dance, nobody gets to touch them. You look, you tip. That's it. Any other place that, you know, I think they're getting misconstrued, the crappy places, the ghetto places, the hole in the walls, compared to the girls who are working at gentlemen's club. They're talking about go-go bars. There's a difference there. The business is just, they're lumping it all together. It's a difference. Any guy that gets it, hands you a dollar and his fingers is in you, you're getting cheated. You need to leave, because I know girls who, they just look beautiful and they get respected. So, that's all I have to say.
All right. Thank you for calling in and straighten up a lot of people out. Thank you very much for calling in.
We appreciate that out there in Jersey, sweetheart. Michelle and Nika, I know they've been listening very patiently. Nika is out of control, y'all. I love her. This is my sister. And I know Michelle is back on. I mean, Michelle, you've been listening.
I've been listening. Real quick, for your callers or your listeners that are listening, there's this book, and it's called Women Have All the Power, and It's Too Bad They Don't Know It, Secrets Every Man's Daughter Should Know, and it's written by Michael Lockwood, and he's from Dallas as well. And it goes over how men try their best to get in bed with women, but he also goes back to how to flip that as women. You could take it for what it is, and it's not necessarily what we call a game. It's life. You know, my mom was a stay-at-home mom for a while. My mom comes from corporate, and my mom comes from a military background. But her vision and her goal for herself was to be a housewife. She loved being at home, but she wasn't out making that money. So I did know that when she wanted something from my dad, she cooked him that special meal. Or that's when she sent us to our grandmother's house or go hang out with a girlfriend. And I was smart enough to know that that was their time. Because when I saw her later on, I saw her with a new car or I saw her with new clothes or she went on a vacation or she spent the day at the spa. And you can call her a hoe if you want to. She was a woman, and she didn't do anything for free. And she taught me the same thing. And I don't have to feel bad about it. And I'll teach my daughter the same thing, that she's not going to be giving up anything for free. She's not going to be sitting at home looking at herself crazy when she's done sucked this nigga off and fucked this nigga off, and he done put it in every single hole, and she don't have a goddamn thing to show for it. That is life. And it's not about a lifestyle, and it's not about a game. That is life. It makes no sense to be sitting up looking crazy when you don't have shit to show for the time that you've given somebody, because niggas already know that it's about the chase. It is about the work, and they want to do it. It's fucked up that women don't make more niggas do it, and I'm one that will, and you can call it what you want, period. My grandmother would be proud.
Right on. Amen to the honesty tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Right on. Right on. Talk that talk. That's, you know what? If more women were like you, more men would be happy. And talking about,
I believe that. I believe that. And I bullshit you not. I believe that my dad is happy. My dad is not married to my mother anymore, but I know he lives to take care of my stepmother. I know my stepfather lives to take care of my mother. My brothers, they live to take care of the ladies in their life, including me, including my girls. You know what I mean? That's what a man wants to do. It's nothing wrong with letting a man do what he wants to do. You don't have to do it in the club. You don't have to do it on the street. You don't have to do none of that shit. But if you're going to have a man in your life, then he needs to be doing something. Any relationship that you're in should be beneficial. And I don't care if it's you and your nigga, you and your homegirl, you should be able to bless them and vice versa. That's it. So it's not about, it's not keeping up a tally on what he spent and before I give him this or that, but it is about the effort that he's put into you before you do come off that shit. And that's just real.
You know, speaking of being real, the ladies are keeping it real tonight. You know, I'm a little amazed that most of the time the men would chime in and be right there with us, whether they got the head nod, they're agreeing.
They can't because they want some pussy tonight.
Yeah. And I'm listening too, and he's sitting up looking crazy. So
hey, look,
I text
the men don't call in. They don't want to indirectly call they woman a hoe. they don't want to indirectly call their woman a hoe. So they may not call in tonight because it's kind of touchy. It's like, are you calling me a hoe because you done paid my car note? You done paid my school loans? You done paid all this and I done gave you some pussy? You know, I don't consider myself a hoe because most women don't ever consider themselves a hoe.
No.
They don't consider
themselves. My boo calls me one. As he puts it, as most men put it, they want a freak in a bedroom, a hoe in a bedroom, or at the crib, but they also want a lady out in them streets or a businesswoman out in them streets. So I wear the title, and I wear it well.
Why do most women don't try to wear the title? Talk to me about this, because a lot of women talking all this sweet biblical shit, I need you to talk real to me. Why don't they want to say who they are? Are they just trying to hold facade because they're on the radio?
We're hung up on what society says, maybe because they're on the air. Maybe they feel like they're being judged. I heard your co-host, and I don't mean to knock her, but I've heard her a few times, and sometimes it always seems as if she's judging somebody because somebody else is doing what she's not. Not saying she's missing it, not saying she wish she had it, but it sometimes feel like that if we're not living like her, then we are to be judged, and that's not true. Just because some of us are selling it, as you want to call it, it's just what we're doing. It doesn't mean that we're going out giving it, and I think that's what's misconstrued. We're not going around fucking around with every single person around town. It's just that who we give our time with, and I'm the type of chick, I'm a monogamous chick. I don't fuck around. But if I'm going to get down, then I'm going to get down. And you got some people that put that stigma on you that you's a hoe, you's a this, that, and the other, or I'd rather do it by myself. Fuck that. I'll do it by myself. But if I'm going to get down with somebody, if I'm going to do something with him, you best believe he's going to take care of me or it's going to be worth my time. Period. That's just it. And we get hung up on these, you know, society put us down for the little shit that we do. They put us down for being single mothers. They put us down for cutting our hair and wearing weave. I mean, all kinds of shit. If you name it, society got something to say about it, but it's about what you want to do and what you got to do, not what nobody else is feeling. And it feels like that from your co-host a lot, too. And I know you're going to put her on, and I got to hear that, too. Shit.
Right on. Just to be honest, though, I just think that titles are semantics. I just think people going to do what they got to do and do what they want to do. I just think that people get more upset because of the title that is placed on it. Because if we would have said something like, you know, how you got this house instead of sex sales, I think a lot of people would be calling in. But since we start talking about different labels, that's when people get upset. You know, if I say that, okay, like the young lady that called from California, how she's not doing this and how she don't get down, but at the end of the day, you know, if a dude take her out for a drink or something, then it's all good. But, you know, you could be an escort, a high-end escort. You don't have to be labeled as a hoe, but escorts taken out. Escorts wear the fine dresses and get their hair done, but at the end of the day, they still get paid some way, shape, form, or fashion. And a lot of people don't want to look at the way that they get paid. They probably say, well, oh, no, I'm not a hoe. Yeah, I'm going to fuck him, but I'm going to fuck him in 6 months. I'm not going to fuck him right now, so that makes me less of a hoe than somebody
right.
who fucking. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not a hoe because I don't shake my ass in the club, but if I shake my ass for my man in the bedroom, you doing some hoe shit to the club.
Yep.
I'm his hoe. But I'm not everybody hoe, but, you know, the word is still hoe in the equation. So, you know, I don't think people like the titles. So I guess that's why a lot of women get upset when we are actually talking about sex sales, and basically the men do pay for it. then it's just, I'm behooved that women are getting upset at the fact that we bringing out some true shit. I don't know why they don't want this truth to be told. Maybe they already got it in their men's head that we not hoes.
And, you know, I understand, and I'm hearing the ladies chiming in. You know, you have your opinion, you have your voice, and we like to keep the show at a point where, you know, we can let all speak. But this is our co-host. You know, I know you have, everybody has their opinion. This is our co-host. She speaks her mind. She speaks openly, and she gives her opinion. And it's her opinion. You know, we welcome you to the show. We appreciate you calling. But we have to let our co-host speak on our, you know, she and I have just had a little brief conversation. But I got to let y'all know, you know, this is a part of our show. You know, we just not asking people to just jump on and bring their opinion about our co-host. You can have your opinion about the show and about the topic, but bringing your opinion about our co-host or about someone is not something that we're condoning. We appreciate your calls. We really do. And we love the fact that you all enjoy, you know, our show and tripping out with us. But, you know, to have your comments directly toward someone here, that's not how we get down. That's not the happy hour. You know, it's really unappreciative, but at the same time, you know, we got to let Nika have the floor and speak her mind.
Nika, is you there, baby?
I'm here. I'm trying to keep it low because y'all already know. I don't think our guests get to know who I really am or to know the me that y'all know, because for the simple fact, I have my family members listening. And I have church members listening, and this is who I am now. Like, who I was before and who I am now is somebody totally different. But I'm going to say this, because I'm not going to chump anybody, because that's not what we're about. What I'm going to say is, like I said when we opened the show, there's different levels. Different people or different mindsets. Now, I agree with you all when I said it is a game. You know what I'm saying? It's give and take. If you don't think it's a game, it's life, whatever. You know, hey, that's how you view it, and that's all good. But at the end of the day, the man is courting a woman to get, you know, whatever it is. If it's sex, if it's her time, whatever it is that you want from that particular person, you already know. You got to have money today. I'd never not say that that's not true. Now, the levels of what you do when you're dating that person or when you're with that person, that all depends on who the person is that you're dealing with. Like, for me, I'm not going to say, oh, when we get to the third date, I'm doing this, and when we get to the third date, I'm doing this, blah, 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 blah. But when you get to a certain point, like the young lady who just finished, I don't remember her name, heck yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're paying life bills, rent, especially if you're staying up over my house. I totally agree with that. If that's the level you want, oh, my goodness, I'm so with you on that. But it's like, for me, you know what I'm saying, from my standpoint, at this point in time, I'm not there yet, but I'm not going to sit here and say, well, you know what, yeah, I'm a hoe, because I'm not. I don't view myself as that because I'm not selling myself or my body. I'm trying to meet a mate that I connect with spiritually, emotionally, mentally. It's not just about sex. I've always said that, and I'm always going to keep going. If it's about sex for you, then that's you. You know what I'm saying? If that's your exchange, that's your exchange. I can't condemn you for that. I never can condemn anybody. So for someone to say that I look at people differently because they're not who I am or they don't do what I do, that's not fair. Ricky doesn't do what I do. I don't condemn Ricky. Me and Ricky, cool. Hey, Andy doesn't do what I do. I don't condemn Andy. Me and Andy are cool. We're friends, and this is a bond, and this is a union that we form. So at any point, if I've ever made somebody feel like I condemned them or I judged them, apologies to you, because I really took that personal, because I'm like, who, me judging somebody? Never. No. I say my opinion, and my opinion is mine. It ain't never going to change. You can talk to me until the cows come jumping over the moon. My opinion is still my opinion. That's what it is, my opinion. Opinions are like buttholes. Everybody got one. Isn't that the saying?
You're right. But getting back to the topic, I'm sorry, sex sales and the sales quicker than cotton. And, again, we're touching on a touchy subject tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Most people probably don't want to say it. Most men right now really don't want to say, have you ever paid for it? Let's get out the ladies and talk to some of the men. You know, we got some men up in here, you know. They probably don't want to say nothing, but me and Andy going to talk for a second. Have you ever paid for some pussy, Andy? Fuck it. Let's get
you know, absolutely I have. Absolutely I have. I can remember back at the tender age of 14 years old. when I actually paid for it, because I thought and I was raised to be a gentleman. Now, call it what you want. My mama raised me to be a gentleman, be open to open up the door, flowers, candy, you know, all the whole nine. So, you know, eventually you just learn that by dating you do that kind of stuff. Now, you get to a point in time where you just don't do it. You either forget it, you can't afford it, or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, I paid for it.
Fuck that. I went to Harry Hines in Dallas, motherfucking Texas, and I bought me a woman because I wanted to get down. And you know what? A lot of men don't want to talk real because they probably in front of their woman, they soon to be wife, they girlfriend, and they don't want them to look differently at them.
No. I'm being real. I'm being absolutely real. You know, you don't want to say sheltered, but you want to say loved, so to speak. Love life. You know, your parents took good care of you. They raised you, you know, with the utmost respect. Call it what you want. It is what it is. You know, and you know, mama's going to raise you to be the nice guy because you don't know any different. But, you know, from the male perspective, and if men are not in position to teach you certain ways and certain things, then the only real man that you're going to learn from in my generation is Cliff Huxtable. Mm. That was the father that most of my friends had growing up. Once a week, Thursday night, 22 minutes, you learn how to be a man with Cliff Huxtable. The rest of the time, you're playing your NWA CDs. You're playing your Too Short CDs. So you learn how to pay for it through your music because that has the most influence on you. We can talk about, you know, colleagues of mine who, you know, came to visit the Dallas, Texas area, and they were like, yo, we got to go to the strip club. That's where they at. So you see it on different aspects. While we're in there, you know, you may see a guy who stands, you know, just a knee high above waist tall, walking around and wanting to make it rain. And I stopped the brother. Actually, I did. I meant to bring this up earlier. I stopped the gentleman. I asked him, you know, hey, you know, why you drop your dollars like that on her? His answer was because she's about it. You don't know about that mouth, player.
Right.
Wow.
I think a lot of men don't want to say it to the ladies, but I'm going to say it. You know, a lot of times we don't want to work for it. A lot of times it's easier to go drop $200 to get some ass than sit up here and wait 4 months to try to court your ass. You know, a lot of people don't want to sit up here and say, I don't want to pay your motherfucking mortgage $1,200.
Right.
And I could go pay $50 for some mouth. Why should I have to work for it? Why should I have to be that dude? We're going to talk real from a male aspect. I know the women had a lot of time to talk. But from a male aspect, why the fuck do I have to sit up here and try to make you smile for 3 fucking weeks to get a goddamn kiss, 4 more weeks to see a titty, when I could just go run up to the strip club, see a young lady that's shaking it, that's about it? Why the hell do I have to do all this shit to say, well, you know, I'm a woman and I'm respectable? Most women don't realize you can fuck me tonight, or you can fuck me 4 years later. If I'm going to respect you, I'm going to respect you. If I'm not going to respect you, bitch, you're not respected. So a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, from a male perspective, which one is easier? You know what I'm saying? The quickest way from one point to the next is a straight line. Why do I have to go through all these fucking circles and hoops?
To go directly to the point.
To go directly to the motherfucking point. Can we talk as men today? Can I really sit up here and let it be known it's easier just to go get a bitch out on the corner than to sit up here and then take 5 motherfucking months for a goddamn kiss? Is it for real? I got needs too.
Yeah.
It's not about you. A lot of women make it about them. I would pay for some pussy easy. Why the fuck not? Most men don't want to stop. Huh?
Can I interject on that?
Please interject.
I mean, like I said, like, you know, let me keep it, like, 100-100, because I haven't dove into what I can delve into. Now, y'all know I just moved back to Maryland, like, a year ago, so I live in Atlanta, and everybody know Atlanta is home of the strip club. So I've been in a few strip clubs a few times, and the thing is like this. There are some times when you want companionship and you want to be with that person, you court them, you take them out, and then there are some times where you want to, you know, just speaking from the, what I've heard the men say, there are some times you want to, you know, get with that chick real quick or whatever. And most guys who do that, if you have quick money to spend $200 that quickly on that, then by all means. But, hey, the average Joe who work hard for his money, who, like, might work one whole day just to get $200, he ain't trying to let that $200 go that easy.
No way.
And he might have to work a little bit hard, you know, take her, you know, to dinner. Like, that's $50 compared to $250, I mean, to $200. That's $150 he pocketed. So every man ain't got that liberty to pay that $200 to get that quick fix. That's most people who got big money or fast money. So it's a difference. And again, it's different levels. That's a different lifestyle because you can afford to pay $200 to get it. Everybody can.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to tell you right now. In the sense you're right, but in the sense you're wrong, because I know some married men, personally, I know some married men got some beautiful wives, but will bum $50 from me, Andy, Leif, couple more people, so he can go get that ass real quick. It's not even about that. You know what? Because if you got homies, we'll pay for it because we understand. A lot of people don't look at the fact that, guess what? We understand where the fuck you come from. You probably be tired of fucking your wife. And you want something new. So you, what you going to do? Guess what? A woman in a strip club or a woman on the street will never call my motherfucking house cows and shit. Have you ever thought about that? This from a male perspective. Sex sells so easily for men is because I can fuck her and she's not asking for my phone number. She's not asking about my day. She ain't asking to spend the fucking night. She wants that $200 so she can go home. So that's why we do it. That's why men do it. And guess what? If we broke, guess what? We know how to get around broke when we want something. Women ain't the only motherfuckers that got ingenuity. We do too. So we keep it real from a male perspective. It's easier. You know, you can have yourself a side woman, but sooner or later that side woman going to get upset. That side woman going to get jealous, and that side woman going to want to be the number one woman. But damn that, I'd rather go get me a hoe and call her to the day.
But see, you know what? The funny thing is, we failed to talk about this whole time, is that, you know, sex sales go both ways. Women pay for it. There's women who wife dudes, where the dude is a stay-at-home dad, and she go to work every day and take care of him. There's women who buy male escorts, I mean, will pay for male escorts and do that whole thing. So it's two sides of the coin. And I think tonight we all have been really one-sided and was really focusing on the woman and how men pay for the woman. But it goes both ways. Like, I remember when I was in high school, I watched, you know, girls buy dudes Jordans and chains and take them out, too, you know, just like the guys was doing the girls. And I know it still goes on in adulthood. I can't say that I have too many female friends who do, but they might. It's just not even, you know, share with me. Who knows? But I know it happens. There's married women who trick for a dude on the side.
And yet, you don't hear women getting all emotional and shit when a woman pays for the man. Y'all get emotional than a motherfucker when we do it.
Cause we don't get all emotional, but it all goes back to what I don't remember the caller's name, the one from the South. It all goes back to what she said, you know, like in society, when you, well, it might have been Michelle, I can't remember, but society, when a woman sleeps around, she's still a hoe. So if a woman is married or have a man and she's cheating on him with someone else, or she's, you know, doing her little side thing, paying for a little, you know, cabana boy on the side, she's still a hoe. That's still the problem. That's still the end scenario. So, of course, no, we not going to get emotional because at the end of the day, it's still the end result. No matter if we're on the giving end or the receiving end, at the end of the day, that is what it is. Like, that's universal.
So why is it when men pay for it, we seem desperate, but when women pay for it, it's just a thing?
It's not just a thing, because we're still looked at as hoes. You're still looked at the same way, even if you pay for it. Now you're a desperate hoe that's paying for it. Dang, you got to go pay for it? Yes, it's a different look. It's definitely the same look. It's just that we don't accept it. We're not even, look at it. Y'all hadn't thought about it all day. It's something that's not even thought about, but it happens.
I mean, can it be considered an investment?
Okay, then, when you pay it for a woman, is that considered an investment? It's the same thing.
Say that one more time for our listeners in the chat room.
I said, if a woman is paying for it and a man is paying for it, it's the same thing. So when you take a woman out and you're courting her, I think that's an investment. You're investing into your future with that person and vice versa. Unless, you know, saying you're doing it just for that quick fix, then it's a service. You pay for the service and the young lady rendered the service. And if it's a woman, the same thing. She paid for the service and the man gave it to her. So it's a business deal or it's a relationship. And even marriages and relationships, like Ricky said, I hate the fact that sometimes I have to agree with him, but it's still a business relationship. At the end of the day, you pick that mate who helps you, who compliments you, be it financially, be it education, hey, be it, you know, she the yin to yang, whatever. It's a relationship. That's a business.
But my question is to the women and to the men, why is it that, again, men look, they get frowned upon when we pay for pussy, but it's how Stella got her groove back when the woman go out and pay for it. It's like,
let's keep it real.
Let's keep it real. Am I lying here?
Keep it real, because we looked at Stella like, you know, we looked at her a little sideways too. And
really?
You know, I think the whole world laughed when Stella got her groove back and her groove was gay and wanted another man. You know what I'm saying? So it went through its circles. I mean, it's definitely a difference, but at the same time, it's still the same thing. Because at the end of the day, it's like when you paint that picture of Stella getting her groove back. Remember, Stella didn't have nobody. She had the kid. Her family was telling her to go out and get you some. And she went out and got this young guy. How they ridiculed her when the young guy was to become her husband. Oh, you done took it too far. You done brought him over here. He about half your son age. You know, like it was a problem. She wasn't welcome in open arms. They weren't like, hey, we love him. Come on, marry him. That's great. It didn't happen like that. Now let a guy do it and go get a younger woman. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. But it's just like I said, it's more common for men than women. But it happens. It goes both ways. Like, it's a big old, I don't think we could ever put sex sales into one show, because like tonight, you know, we focus on one aspect of it, but it's so many different ones. It's so many different levels, as I said.
You're right.
Because you still have the men that are paying for, you know, escorts that, you know, don't do anything.
That's hilarious.
They just go out with them.
Right. You're right. They do. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this has been, you know, one of our most intense shows. I really want to thank the callers for chiming in. I want to thank those in the blog room who tripped out with us. You know, to my girl, Nika, I love you, sweetheart. You
love
did
you,
your
baby.
Thing, you know. And for our callers, you know, please know that this is our family. We're going to be here. We're going to be here as one. You know, whatever the topic may be, we're all going to bring our opinion. You know, we encourage you to bring your opinion about the topic itself. You know, how each one of us, you know, we tend not to, you know, point the finger at anyone who calls in here, because we know you do you. You do you. You are your own temple. And we respect that, value your opinion. And, you know, we just encourage you to continue to call, you know, continue to tell other people about tonight's show. And just sit back and enjoy the ride as we do each and every week here on the Online Happy Hour. I had a great night. Nika, did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, whatever.
We love you, baby. I know Ricky enjoyed himself too tonight, so.
Goddamn right.
We're going to go ahead and just wrap up this hour. It's been great. Sex sells. It's been wonderful. It's been a great topic. So, ladies and gentlemen, we just ask that you continue to give us your ear. We hope that you learned something great tonight. And if you had a good time with us, you know, do us a favor. Go to Facebook. Go to Black Planet. Go to Yahoo. Go to your cell phone. Tell your people, you know, they trip out on the Online Happy Hour. You got to get this. Tell three. Tell four. Tell maybe five more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic. Sex sales was our topic tonight. But you know the life. you may or may not know that sometimes when they locked up in the pen, their lifestyle is a little bit different than what you may know and what you may think you know. I know you've seen Oz. I know you've read books. And I know you've heard stories. But you don't know penitentiary tales until you hear from someone who's been locked up 3, 4, 5, even 10, 20 years and come out and tell the story about what really goes on in the penitentiary. We're going to have our callers call in and chime in and speak their mind, ladies and gentlemen. Log in, listen, and learn to the online happy hour. To my frat, I say go mob. To my fam, good night. And we're home.